You can lie on your back. And if you've practiced the previous Shavayatra that I sent a couple of weeks ago, you might have noticed that it's quite nice to place a little cushion or a blanket underneath your head, not too high. Maybe you can even place a bolster or a roll blanket underneath your knees. And remember to cover yourself with a warm blanket. And make yourself comfortable. And then you prepare the body with the arms slightly away from the torso with your palms turned upwards. Your legs can be slightly apart as well, a little wider than the hips. And then your eyes can close. And take a moment to see where you're at. Slowly bringing your focus inwards. Observing what the body says, what the mind says, the realm of the emotions. Just watch what's present. And just by watching, just by observing, you'll notice that something already settles. To let the body settle further, feel now the points of contact of the body with the floor. How do the parts of your body which contact the floor, how do they feel? How do they enter in contact with the floor? Can you imagine the floor being soft and your body sinking into it? To take that relaxation further, let's bring our attention into the hands. Feeling the palms, the top of the hands, feeling your fingers relax. Really allowing the hands to soften. And you might feel energy in your hands, feeling heat, tingling. Just keep relaxing them. When you feel your hands have relaxed, place now your attention on your abdomen and follow the movement there, the abdomen rising and falling. Staying with the breath. as well that moves it. As the breath moves in, the belly goes up. And as the breath comes out, the belly falls back down. Taking the body and the mind to relax further. And so this time we'll go through the complete practice of Shavayatra, moving through the 61 points. So you can start by softening your awareness on the point between the eyebrows. And I'm going to guide you through the body, and you're simply bringing your awareness to the part of the body that I name. And you can sense the energy on that point, or maybe you visualize a bright point or a shining star, whatever speaks to you. From the point between your eyebrows, travel down to the pit of the throat. Right shoulder, right elbow, right wrist, tip of the right thumb. Tip of the right index finger. Tip of the right major finger. Tip of the right ring finger. Tip of the right little finger. Right wrist. Right elbow. Right shoulder. Pit of the throat. Left shoulder. Left elbow. Left wrist. Tip of the left thumb. Tip of the left index finger. Tip of the left major finger. Tip of the left ring finger. Tip of the left little finger. Left wrist. Left elbow. Left shoulder. Pit of the throat. Center of the heart. A bright point, a shining star. Right breast, deep inside the body. Heart center. Left breast, deep inside the body. Heart center. Solar plexus. The lower belly, a few centimeters below the navel. Right hip. Right knee. Right ankle. Right big toe. Second toe of the right foot. Third toe of the right foot. Fourth. Little toe of the right foot. Right ankle. Right knee. Right hip. Low belly. Left hip. Left knee. Left ankle. Left big toe. Second toe of the left foot. Third toe of the left foot. Fourth. little toe of the left foot. Left ankle. Left knee. Left hip. Lower belly. Solar plexus. Heart center. Pit of the throat. Point between the eyebrows. Now stay on the point between the eyebrows, but see if you can bring it further in. Inside the head. The body and the mind. Very quiet. And you might start to sense a pulse from the inside of the head, a pulse moving outwards. And then the pulse moving back in, relaxing further. As it expands, allow your awareness to move from that point, but allow it to move beyond the space of the head, beyond the limit of the body. And when the energy gathers back in, allow it to soften deeper. Soften the mind, soften the body. As it expands beyond the limit of the body into the space around, and it can go as far as your consciousness wants to go. It starts to involve the entire body. Still connected to the space inside the head, but as you feel that pulse expand outwards, awareness expands outwards. Allow it to go as far as it wants to reach. And then as it gathers back in, moves you deeper into tranquility, surrendering, simply being. And you might sense that there's no limit to how far your consciousness can expand outwards. But simultaneously, it feels like there's no limit to how deep inside of you it can go. And then at one point you'll stabilize again on the point between the eyebrows. Moving down to the pit of the throat. Solar plexus, I forgot the heart center, so go back to the pit of the throat and from there go and rest for a little moment in the heart center. Now move down to the solar plexus. Low belly. And move all the way down into the root chakra. Into the center of the pelvic floor. And from there, awareness travels back up, and awareness travels back down, and you start to bring a little bit more breath behind that movement, deepening gently the breath in as you travel upwards, deepening the breath out as you travel downwards. Simultaneously, feeling that you start to feel your body a little better again, noticing the contours of the body slowly becoming more aware of the space around you, maybe the noises. Take a moment as you come back, your eyes still closed. You feel also the communication between the space inside and the space outside. Your relationship to the space inside and the space outside. And then give yourself time. You might want to stay a little longer lying on your back. You'll want to watch as well your transition from the practice back to your next thing, your next activity. And take time to thank yourself for taking this moment for you. Namaste.